Juan. My mind is a brush made of feathers, painting pictures of words I remember. All that I see, every syllable, each word a twin of itself, telling two stories at the same time, one of sorrow, the other hope. I love the words written with my feathery mind in the air and with my sharp fingernails on leaves in the garden. When my owner catches a whiff of the fragrance of words engraved in the flesh, of succulent geranium leaves, or the perfumed petals of alele flowers, then she frowns, because she knows that I dream with my feathers, my wings. Poetry cools me, syllables calm me. I read the verses of others, the free men, and know that I am never alone. Poetry sets me aflame. I grow furious, dangerous, a blaze of soul and heart, a fiery tongue, a lantern at midnight. My first owner was sweet to me. I was her pet, a new kind of poodle. My pretty mother chosen to be her personal handmaid. My mother, Maria del Pilar Manzano, a slave. Together we belonged, along with countless others, human beasts of burden, to Doña Beatriz de Justiz, la Marquesa, the proud Marchioness Justiz de Santa Ana, noble wife of Don Juan Manzano, who shares my name, even though he is not my father. Don Juan rules El Molino, his plantation, on this island of sugar, and many other sweet illusions. These were my mother's duties. Dress la Marquesa, undress her, cool her skin with a palm leaf fan, answer questions, never ask, collect milk from new mothers in the huts, near the fields, slave milk, the lotion used for softening the skin of noble ladies. This my mother accomplished. Deliver the milk. Grind eggshells and rice into powder for making la cascaria, a pale shell for hiding the darkness of Spaniards who pretend to be pale in our presence. When the noble ladies go out in public, milk-soothed, eggshell-crusted, masked and disguised, we no longer look the same. Dark owner and dark slaves. Now my owner is ghostly, inside her skeleton of powder, but I, being only a poodle, can watch. I am allowed to know these truths about shadow and bright. So I listen. When the ghost owner calls me her own baby, she plays with me and even decides to set my true mother free. Free to marry Toribio de Castro, a man also promised his freedom. My father is winged like my mother. Oh, I envy them. What will happen to me, little bird, left behind in this haunted nest? She takes me with her wherever she goes. I become the companion of my owner, noble ghost. No, not a companion, remember? A poodle. Her pet, with my curly dark hair and small child's brown skin, suitable for the theater and parties. So I bark on command. I learn to whine and howl in verse. I'm known as the smart one who never forgets. I can listen, then recite every word. Listen, she says to her friends, and the priest. See how little Juanito can sing. See how I've trained him? Watch him perform. Back and forth, over and over. Country home, city home, palaces, the plantation. Only 6 years old, she says. But listen.